Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
All right. I was noticing something as you went through.
Mm-hmm.
I had a thought.
Yeah.
I noticed that you used this in correlation with the family and the family unit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did this work now with the breakdown of the family unit? Because we know families don't wear them like this no more.
Yeah. Well, this is the part how you see it. Me being able to correlate this with family helps me to give insights to the person that I'm reading. Because now I'm going to look at what number is the lowest and what are you missing. 9 times out of 10, if a person is missing their number 6, somewhere in their chart, they don't know what unconditional love feels like. And it's a good chance they didn't have a grandmother around them.
Mm. Mm.
If they're missing their number 2, it's a good chance if they don't have a lot of feminine energy around, it's because they had a lot of masculine energy around. They had a lot of brothers. They had older brothers around. They had father around, uncles around. And or again, the women that were around, they weren't very feminine.
Hmm.
The single, those single mothers and the mothers that had to just get up and make shit happen, right? They didn't receive the attention they needed.
You know, it's interesting that you said that because they got mad with me. Female.
Yeah.
They said to me, hey, I got a lot of masculine energy because I'm a single mom and I have to do everything. I had to be the father and all that stuff. And mm-hmm. So I got a lot of masculine energy that makes me want to,
Yeah.
And I turned around and I said, well, I'm a single dad of 3. So according to your theory, I should be hanging out at gay bars and liking men and dressing up in dresses and all of that stuff. Because, hey, since I was a single dad of 3, I had to step into a lot of feminine energy. So that should make me feminine?
Nah. Yeah, nah.
Yeah, she didn't like that. For the people out there that's probably thinking, for someone who wanted to learn numerology, is there any book suggestions that you have? Well, how would you suggest somebody learn?
One, follow me because I will be hosting. I literally just hosted a workshop today and I'll be hosting more soon.
Right.
Also, I'm also going to be starting classes soon as well if you want to learn numerology personally from me.
All right.
But also, books that I've read, Lloyd Strayhorn's Numbers and You. That's the first book that I read on numerology. Now, the other book that I read, Numerology and the Divine Triangle. Those are probably the top 2. I read King Simon's books as well. One of his books that I read was Numerovation for Mental Stability, which focuses more so on like mental health, certain numbers that are more prone to mental health issues. Mm. So that's another one that I like. And he also has another book as well called Numbers Are Simple.
Does numerology get into like medical stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Like certain really? People based off of the day that you're born, and also your life path number. It's just certain things that you're going to be more prone to based off that. Like with me being born on the 24th, I'm going to be more prone to things like heart and chest issues and also eye problems as well.
Mm.
And issue in the hips.
Mm.
But see, I also correlate that too. And that's the thing, right? So looking at my family, I can also correlate that to the numbers. My grandmother, she was a wide hip person, right? She was also born on February 6th. So it's like I kind of already seen it. Like it was like, you know, the creator, the Most High put me here. And so I can be very observant. Again, a life path seven, sit back and observe everything. And so now I can see everything that has taken place and I can associate with the numbers based on the body parts, based on health issues and things like that. My grandmother, she died from heart, she died from heart complications.
All right.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.